Hey, it's TJ, and the people at Cozy Earth are thrilled with all the people who have bought that bubble cuddle blanket that I've been promoting. And as you know, I get a special discount for you, the highest discount that any influencer gets, which is 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout. People are also loving the bamboo bedding and pajamas. A lot of celebrities like those, but that doesn't matter. I like them. I'm the only celebrity you need to worry about. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Use the code TJ at checkout for that big 41% discount on everything at Cozy Earth.
This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
I'm getting messages from people whose daughters are stealing their bubble cuddle blankets. These women that have ordered this bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth that I'm hawking. And their daughters are stealing it. Everybody from like Lindsay's five-year-old daughter or soon-to-be five-year-old daughter to teenage daughters. Mm-hmm. Don't let them do it. Don't. No. I mean, you know, they take everything kids do. They're little parasites.
Yeah.
So if you want one of those, it's a luxurious blanket, softest, about the softest thing I've ever felt. Let's show Oprah who the better influencer is, because Oprah does stuff for this company and Oprah's favorite things or whatever that's called.
Mm. Yeah. One of my favorite things.
Get out of here, Oprah.
You get a Cozy bubble. You get a bubble cuddle. You get a bubble cuddle.
Yeah.
So whatever you order from Cozy Earth, if you use the code TJ when you check out, then you will get a 41% discount. So go to tjriggins.com/deals and use TJ as the code and 41% off, especially that bubble cuddle blanket. Okay. You know, for years, there have been groups, advocates, trying to get mascots changed. There's even a group that is an advocacy group just to do that. That's all they do, is try to get people to change their mascots because they're offensive. Like the Redskins, Washington Redskins, the team is now called the Commanders. They're not called the Redskins anymore. And to be honest, I'm shocked. When I saw this news report, I'm shocked that this has gone on this long.
Yeah.
Listen carefully.
And after all these years, I think it would be very odd to change it. Nobody would know who it is.
For nearly nine decades, Freeburg High School has proudly been the home of the Mighty Midgets. While some say the name is outdated and offensive, others argue it's a proud part of the town's history. The mascot's origin dates back to the 1930s, when a local sports writer coined the nickname after a basketball team, despite having no player taller than 5'10" defeated a much larger undefeated opponent. But today, advocacy groups like Mascots Matter has been pushing for years to remove the mascot, arguing it is offensive to people with dwarfism. Many in Freeburg disagree.
It's not meant to make fun of people. It's a tradition that's been going on since the 30s, and it wasn't meant to be disrespectful.
The bill states that the school must remove all mascots, logos, and imagery related to the name and select a new mascot. Schools would still be allowed to use uniforms and materials purchased before the law takes effect, but only for a limited time. Local stated that...
Okay, so the town is all up in arms.
Yeah.
Because they're wanting to change the mascot. That term was, it describes a small fly, like back in the 1860s or somewhere like that. It was a small fly that they called a midge.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then they started using the term to refer to little people in circuses and things like that. And that's why, you know, they want to do away with the term.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm shocked that that's even up for discussion now.
Dude, I couldn't believe it. But yeah, the residents say they should vote on it.
Yeah.
And what's the picture of the mascot? Just a small person?
It's me. I'm not tall.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
I just got the cutest summer sun hats from Eric Javits. You want to protect your skin, you want to protect your face this summer, and Eric Javits has pretty much every style you can think of. I have a cute wide brim straw hat. It is going to be my new go-to for this pool season at the beach, at the pool. It's super cute. So you have to check out everything Eric Javits has to offer. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use code TJ for 20% off. That's tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ for 20% off.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com, sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins show.
Southern Living has put out a list of the 10 best southern cities.
Okay.
And I think everybody can probably guess what number one is.
Charleston,
yeah.
Imagine it's Charleston.
I mean, Charleston, I can see where going to visit Charleston would be a great thing for people who aren't from the South. But I'm going to tell you right now, the number two best southern city, according to Southern Living, should not be on the list. And because I was almost killed in this southern city because crime is out of control. Obviously, remember the gang shootout that I was caught up in when we went to Savannah?
Yeah.
And there were holes in the window, bullet holes in the window, right in the building below us, below the apartment we were renting, the Airbnb.
Yeah.
We had to hit the floor. Pow, pow, pow. Gunplay in the street.
You went to the mattresses, as they say.
Mm-hmm. Homeless people everywhere, you know, harassing people. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think I know that story, but I'm glad I don't.
Yeah, and Savannah used to be really cool.
Sure, it's beautiful. Great and, restaurants.
And then number three, can you guess what number three is?
I would say New Orleans.
No, it's in North Carolina. I'll put it that way. Oh. It's in North Carolina.
Oh, is it Asheville?
Asheville.
Yes.
Yeah. Asheville is filthy. Asheville's no good in my opinion. And I guess you know, all of these things are in my opinion, obviously.
Well, sure.
But yeah, I wouldn't hit a dog in the butt with a brochure from Asheville.
We've got so many great cities and towns in Western North Carolina. So many. Uh-huh. And that are beautiful and exceptional and a great part of the culture. And
number four is New Orleans.
I figured that would be up there.
Why?
Well,
it's dangerous. Well, it's so dangerous. I'm from Louisiana, and I used to love going to New Orleans for, a few days. But I haven't been, since Katrina.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm not going to New Orleans.
Yeah. So what are their benchmark? Like, what are they saying makes these great cities? Because the food or the it's pretty? I wouldn't say.
Southern hospitality.
Okay.
Things like restaurants, so to speak. So, the food alone would put New Orleans up high on the list.
Sure. And they're very hospitable. So. Mm-hmm.
And Asheville, too, has really good restaurants. Yeah. I don't know why that is, but yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're not safe to go to them, to walk to them, to one.
And if you want a cheesesteak made out of hibiscus flowers, which I saw on TikTok the other day, I was like, what are you kidding me? Stop it.
And weed. Yeah. Number five was Nashville. Yeah, I figured Nashville is going to be high on the list. That's a
good one. I'm shocked that was five, though.
And number six belongs higher on the list, I think, is Greenville, South Carolina.
Yeah,
that's a great town. Mm-hmm. Chattanooga is on the list. Atlanta. Get out of here with Atlanta.
Oh. I don't even see that as a southern city for some reason.
St. Petersburg, Florida is also. And then the number one southern beach town, St. Simons Island in Georgia.
Mm. Never heard of it.
It's beautiful.
Really?
Is it Simmons or Simons?
Simon.
Simons, okay. And then Hilton Head was number three.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Gulf Shores, number two.
Okay, nice.
That's awesome. Yeah. Gulf Shores is great.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. What is new radio? New radio is Yvette. We'll be live more and more throughout 2025.
It keeps me connected to all my friends.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
the most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
So those two astronauts that are stranded on the International Space Station since June, when they were supposed to be up there for a week, have to wait a little bit longer. A SpaceX rocket was set to launch from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida yesterday, and it was once again postponed. But the rocket is set to bring those astronauts back home. But before it launches, it's going to bring up four new astronauts, and they're going to just swap positions. And then the two that were supposed to be up there for a week in June, and it's now March, will then make their return.
Yeah, and Elon is going to save them.
Yeah.
But everything that Elon does now, like just testing these new rockets and things like that for other purposes and all, it's normal for the rockets to go up and explode and then they fix it. They try this and then they're test rockets, they call them. Well, now all of the Democrats and all of their pundits make fun of that. Like, Elon can't even run a company. How is he telling the president how to do things in the government? You know, it's like, get out of here.
Yeah, that's how you learn about rockets. They got to explode.
So I'm sure that because he couldn't send that one up to rescue those people, now it would be nonstop. Those people would have already been home if Elon knew what he was doing.
Yeah, we got to get those astronauts back. I mean, and I would be inconsolable if I was, you know, how much I like going home.
Oh, God.
And they're like, you know what? You're supposed to be up here for a week. How about 9 more months? I would just be, I would say, open the window. I'm jumping out. This is it for me. Yeah. I can't be in here anymore.
Claustrophobic much. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they get for being astronauts.
Whatever that means. They're prepared for stuff like that, obviously, but.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're prepared for that.
They have to share a lot of supplies and things. But yeah, you just want to get home. You just want to sleep in your own bed. They don't even sleep upright. You know, they sleep upright. And I said, it doesn't really matter. I said, it just looks horrible.
And the food they eat.
You know, it's not any good. They use a lot of hot sauce, I know.
Yeah. But even at that, I would be gaining weight.
Sure.
I'm weightless, but I'd be gaining weight in space. I'd be the only one that gravity didn't work on.
They'd be like the first ever astronaut to gain 200 pounds.
Yeah.
He's eating all that space ice cream.
Everybody'd be like, I want something sweet. Who ate all the Dippin' Dots?
Speaking of junk food, I want to throw this out at you. You like sour cream and onion chips and things? Mm-hmm. What about sour cream and Funyun? That's the new flavor of Funyuns available this month. Sour cream and Funyun.
I don't know, though. You know, Funyuns are perfect the way they are.
They're good.
I mean, I don't know if you start messing with them.
Is it a potato chip or a Funyun?
It's a Funyun. Yeah. Just with sour cream flavor. Okay. They do make like Flamin' Hot Funyuns and things like that. They've experimented with these other flavors. This one is available this month for just a limited time, obviously. And then there's a new trend on the internet. A lot of guys are shaving off their eyelashes because they say long eyelashes is very feminine. So guys are going into their barbers and having them shave off, trim off their eyelashes.
Don't you dare.
All over TikTok. And they make the point, it's feminine to have long eyelashes. So I'm getting rid of them.
Well, would you rather look feminine or stupid?
It's crazy looking. I mean, down to the eyelid. What are you doing? I don't know. These are adults, too, so it's just wild.
Yeah, I mean, if it's feminine, then men wouldn't automatically have them.
Yeah, right.
Right.
So there's a great conversation happening on the internet about the dinks. We're going to talk about the dinks coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Enjoy this beautiful new hotel in the South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. You'll stay in a gorgeous modern room surrounded by fantastic restaurants, specialty boutiques, and some awesome breweries. They'll host your business meetings and weddings too. No one does it quite like the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Experience the lively history and energetic vibe of Charlotte from the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Don't forget, on Saturday, go see Lindsay at R. Gregory Jewelers in downtown Statesville. She's going to be talking about Peyton's Promise and taking your donations. Special guest TJ and Jody will also be there at R. Gregory Jewelers in downtown Statesville Saturday, 10 a.m. to noon. It's going to be a great day.
Is it, Riggins?
I think so. I checked the weather report. It looks like it's going to be great.
You know what's great?
What?
my wife running around and pointing out things that she would love to have that I can't afford.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Oh, I could get this if you weren't a failure.
Man, that's harsh.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. There's nothing in there I can't afford.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm just joking. So,
that's happening. Art Gregory Jewelers, downtown Statesville, Saturday, 10 a.m. to noon. Go see them all. There's a guy named John on TikTok, and here's what he posted. If you're over 35 and you're married and don't have kids, what do you guys even fight about? Give me some spousal dink drama. I want to hear it. Now, if you don't know, there's an acronym that's become really popular in the last couple of years. It's DINK, D-I-N-K, dual income, no kids. Yeah. And it typically refers to millennials generally that are married but don't have kids.
Yeah. And have decided not to have kids.
Sometimes.
And they talk about all the great things in their life they can do because they don't have kids. They're annoying. Most of the time,
anybody that's outspoken is kind of annoying, though. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. And I talk about that all the time on my podcast.
But that is an interesting question. Like, you're married, you're over 35. What do you guys even fight about if you don't have kids? Well, people responded in the comments as dinks themselves. The number one topic that comes up, can you guess, TJ?
Money.
Pets. Who loves the dog more? One person said. Alternatively, who the dog loves more.
Oh, my God.
Or my husband says he thinks I'm not strict enough with our dog. He's wrong, and the dog agrees. That was the number one.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. See? Annoying.
The second most commonly debated topic is food. He buys too many bananas and then promises he's going to make banana bread, but he never does. That's an argument that comes up a lot. Uh-huh. Food-related arguments. When I want a sweet treat and he doesn't want a sweet treat, but then I don't want to have a sweet treat alone. Yeah, oh we'll God. Get into a fight about that.
I can't even fathom any of this.
He once promised me he would give me the super spiced and chewy heart of every cinnamon roll he bought. Turns out that was a lie. I bring it up a lot. So food also up there. Chores. He folds the towels wrong. We're going to have his and her dishwashers in our next house. So, you know, doing that. But so, that exists in married couples with kids, you know, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But it just shows that if you've made it you're just saying, I don't ever want to have kids because life's better without kids or whatever.
Yeah.
It's because you're too immature.
Clearly.
You're too immature to be a parent to a real human.
Yeah, that maybe you don't want these people having kids.
I don't want to eat dessert alone.
Yeah.
I mean, you kidding me?
Now, here's the most ridiculous one. Sleep. Even though dinks get way more sleep than people with kids, the fact that he falls asleep so easily and then snores, she calls it a sleep bragging. Like, you're snoring. You're just basically rubbing it in.
Did a 5-year-old write this? I can't.
Yeah. I like the thunderstorm sound on the white noise machine at night, but she demands the lightly flowing river. We get into arguments about that as well. Mm-hmm. So those are just some of the arguments that happen in dink relationships. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
You love that, right?
Oh, so, so wonderful.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, I have another annoying new age term to throw out at you.
Okay.
Bathroom divorce.
Bathroom divorce.
Yeah, there are couples now that are on the line on the social medias talking about the benefits of the bathroom divorce. And it doesn't just mean that the husband uses one bathroom in the house and then the wife uses another complete bathroom. This is just the toilet. So this one older couple that they featured in the article, they have a his and hers toilet in the bathroom with in its own enclosure. You know, like when you go into a bathroom and then all the sinks and everything are in one thing, and then you can close the door to the toilet.
Yeah.
They got a closet, I guess, the toilet closet.
Yeah.
Well, they have two toilet closets with a door on each one of them.
Okay. I'm kind of into that.
And are they making another one? in the house just so that they can have different ones?
Yeah.
They just, okay.
Right. And I'll give you one guess whose idea it was. The man or the woman?
Yeah.
It was the woman.
Probably the woman.
Yeah.
Which I kind of get this. Who wants to be sharing a toilet? Why do we even share? If you can have a separate toilet, I would want a separate toilet. Sure, why not?
Yeah, if you move into a house that has two, cool. Yeah. But do you put another toilet in the bathroom?
No, I wouldn't.
I mean.
Mm-mm. No, I mean, I don't know. I would think that a lot of houses have two bathrooms. Just use one for the man to do his thing. And then the woman uses the other one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good idea, actually. Yeah, if you move into a house with one, for sure.
Yeah, my wife and I have separate bathrooms for such things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that was her call? She said,
No. It was mine. It was mine, yeah. I'm very private, Riggins.
Right.
I'm a very private person.
Yeah. So.
And thoughtful and considerate.
But it's just for that, just the toilet. Mm-hmm. It's not the sink. You're not doing everything else in the other bathroom.
And I decided that when she wasn't home one day, and then she came to me later in the day, and she goes, even when I'm not home and you use the bathroom, leave the fan on. All right. Because just don't know when you're going to be back. Just leave it on.
Yeah. Wow.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
You know, I almost felt sorry for some California people this morning, Riggins, when you sent me the clip of the city council meeting somewhere in California. And then I thought, why would I feel sorry for those city council people having to deal with craziness like this? Because they deserve it. Everybody in California is crazy.
This is crazy.
So, you know how they'll let you get up at city council meetings and stuff and speak. This guy got to the microphone. I have no idea what the subject matter was, but I guarantee you it wasn't what he ended up talking about. Listen to how crazy this is, Lindsay.
The point I'm making is this. Stephen King did kill John Lennon. If you don't care about that, you deserve an asteroid to end you. Because really, it's worse than death living like that. Oh, well, Stephen King gets to kill John Lennon and get away with it because we're... I'd rather see you all dead from a meteorite than live like that.
Okay. First of all, what in the world does he think a city council can do? Even if he had evidence pointing to the fact that Stephen King killed John Lennon, what is the city council supposed to do about it?
Right. They're doing rezoning discussions and where they're going to put the new Kohl's. They don't care about.
It's not the FBI. And wasn't John Lennon killed in New York?
I don't remember, but it was pretty clear he was killed by a fan, like an obsessed fan.
Uh-huh.
It was in public, wasn't it?
Right. He was walking down the street. I think it was in New York. I could be wrong, but I don't think it was in California.
No.
So what are they going to do about it?
Yeah, right. Stephen King lives up in Maine. I don't, you know.
And then his choice of how they should be killed, if they can't do any better than that, is by an asteroid.
An asteroid or a meteorite.
Clearly not right in the head. And you know Stephen King's listening to that, like, what I do?
Yeah. Well, he's just as crazy. He's just as crazy as that guy.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
And
targeted like that.
The guy is speaking. He's got a visor on, and his hair kind of billows out of the sides of it. I mean, he looks like a wacko.
He looks like Sideshow Bob, kind of, from The Simpsons. The character from The Simpsons.
They should just tase him. Say, I got to go home today. I'm not listening to this. I want to go home at 5. I'm not listening to any more of your nonsense. I'm going to tase you.
But the person right behind him is probably just as crazy.
Probably.
Waiting their turn at the mic. So just let them all have each other.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
The new trailer for the reboot of Lilo and Stitch hit the internet yesterday. Millions of people tuned in to watch it. They're having a lot of success with these real life adaptions, reboots. I was too old for Lilo and Stitch, but your kids probably did.
My daughter loved it.
They were probably into that. And it looks really cute. I don't know the story, but the girl is real, but the monster Stitch is obviously CGI, but it looks really cute. Yeah. So
is Eddie Murphy in it? Is that what I saw? Did I just see Eddie Murphy in that trailer?
I don't know. Maybe. But that little girl's just so cute. She's a good little actress, but the trailer is on the internet. That is out later this year.
But it's just further proof that nobody has a new idea.
Maybe not.
You know, the ideas at Disney are dried up.
We're gonna make a million Sonic the Hedgehog movies. Mm-hmm. And
now you know who played Lilo's mom? I mean, not mom, but sister. Her older sister raised her in the movie, in the original movie.
Okay.
And the voice of her older sister was Tia Carrera.
Good for her. Good for Tia Carrera. God bless her.
Yeah. So I'm sure she's not playing in this version of it, but
they should do like a little callback and bring her in some capacity, because she could probably use the check. And
you figure she's still beautiful, right?
I would imagine. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
She's if she were president, she'd be Abraham Lincoln.
That's a good callback too. Yeah. That's where I've, you know, obviously first fell in love with her in
Wayne's World.
Camera one, camera two, camera one, camera two. Yeah, she was like just so beautiful, and I'm sure she still is. So that is on the internet today. There's a new Botox competitor set to hit the United States soon. It's called Letabo. It's very popular in South Korea. Now, here's the difference. Botox will cost you an average of $12 to $18 per unit. Mm-hmm. This one costs $9 to $12 per unit. And they say getting 25 units of Letabo, which is a facial filler, is cheaper than getting your hair done. So they expect this to be a huge competitor for Botox.
Yeah. Who's going to be the first one to jump out there, though?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if they're offering it for $3 cheaper.
Lindsay.
That's the answer.
Lindsay had to step away for a minute. She's broadcasting from home today, and her little girl woke up and said she didn't feel well. So she stepped away. So if you're looking at it on the screen and it just says Lindsay, where Lindsay's face usually is, that's why.
She'll be back soon.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kelly Clarkson trending today because she's been absent from her midday talk show. And she's expected to return this week, but a lot of discussion happening on the internet about what she's really dealing with. Is it a health problem? Does she have a problem in, her relationship or something? I don't know.
She's been doing, putting together all that Wayfair furniture.
You're not kidding.
Forever.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Well, I know they're on a mission to ban food dyes and things like that. It's very popular right now. They're banning red dye 40 or whatever, but Sour Patch Kids said, we don't care. They just introduced strawberry watermelon glow-ups, the first ever gummy candy that glows under black light. So I don't know. I don't know what ingredient you have to put in those to make them glow, but that can't. I would imagine they're coming after that ingredient next.
And who's got a black light?
How many kids have black lights? I don't know. So they're called strawberry watermelon glow ups, and they will glow under a black light. So I don't know. Those might be on the chopping block next. But a lot of teachers, you know, they're very specific about things you can bring into the classroom. We want to make sure that all kids with allergies are taken care of, and we make certain exceptions for things. It's very choppy waters out there when you decide to bring food in for children, especially in school. But there's one kindergarten teacher in Illinois named Ann Brackmeyer. She said, please don't bring cupcakes. They make a ginormous mess, and the kids honestly don't eat them. The frosting gets all over, and it's just too much for them. Instead, she says, just bring some simple, easy store-bought items, such as miniature donuts or cookies. She said the kids don't really know what to do with the cupcakes in the first place. These are kindergartners. So she said they never end up really eating them. It's just a pain for the teacher.
Yeah.
Choose something different for a kid's birthday if that's what you decide to do.
Yeah, that's what it boils down to. It's a pain for the teacher.
I think, yeah, she's taking it on. She's like, it's a mess to clean up.
Yeah.
But these new rules are just insane.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not insane. I get why they were put in place. You want to protect all the kids. But it's like, man, there's just a lot of rules about what you can do and what you can't do.
Yeah, our education system went down tremendously when they started allowing teachers to wear jeans to school.
I didn't know you've said that before. Yeah. But here's what I do like about her advice. She said, you know what's easy? Just go get a box of Little Debbie's. Kids like those brownies. They like the, the snack cakes and things like that. That's easy. And I like that. I like that you give that advice. But you just shut down cupcakes in general. She might be onto something, and that it's just they're too messy. They don't know how to eat them. But
my mom was a teacher. And let me tell you the difference in today's teachers and my mom's generation. The kids would have brought the cupcakes. And teachers are supposed to make snide comments and have conversations amongst themselves about how stupid the parents are.
Right.
For sending cupcakes up there when the kids don't even eat them. You don't tell the parents not to send them.
Yeah, you don't.
You bond with the other teachers by talking crap about the parents.
That's what the teacher's lounge is for. Cigarettes in the teacher's lounge, not TikTok.
Exactly.
I got you. I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.